Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Live from the Bill's Famous Cheese Spread Studios in the Downstairs Pub, the March Madness edition of the Blockout Sports Pod is back on the air. From behind the master control desk in the aforementioned Downstairs Pub, I am your host and moderator for this evening. My name is Travis Carter. Behind me, I learned my lesson last week. I'm not going to say he keeps us in line anymore, but behind me, keeping track of our picks and helping us to produce the show, Mr. Electricity, Whiteboard Jody. Over my right shoulder at the high top table is the big fella, the Tuna Country Matt Kemp. And bellied up to the bar, a man who expects much more than one shining moment in Las Vegas this week, the fabulous one, Freddie Bender.
Who do I ever...
Fellas.
Just call me Papa Giorgio.
Well, credit to you, Papa Giorgio, for having the best hat that I've seen in a long time.
Thank you.
Supporting the Moorhead State Eagles.
That's right.
The tournament is here. The brackets are out. We are going to obviously do a deep dive on that. I want to remind everybody, and if you are not following us on social media, this week would be a great time to do it. Because I'm going to make sure that we document our trip to Las Vegas via social media this week. Tuna, Mr. Electricity, Freddie, and I will be...
asking for bail money.
Yeah, possibly. Or just money to get home with after our inevitable horrific gambling losses this week. But we will be documenting our trip via social media. So give us a follow on Twitter at Blockout Pod. Type in Blockout Sports Pod in your Facebook search engine, and you can keep track of our big wins or more than likely horrific losses.
Yeah, we don't talk about losses. All winners. Positive vibes.
Also planning on doing a bracket challenge from the Blockout Sports Pod. I'm actually not sure exactly how we're going to... Jody knows the ins and outs of that.
So, Trav, you'll have to put it on Facebook or whatever, the link. But you just go to the ESPN Bracket Challenge, hit Join Group, and in the search bar, type in Blockouts, and you can add... one bracket in there, so we're all going to do that.
Now, wait a minute.
What's the winner get?
I'm going to have somebody. I didn't know if y'all knew this, but I have someone coming with me that's following me with a camera.
It's going to be like Full Swing in Vegas?
Yeah, they're following me with a camera, so if you guys don't want to be on there, I need y'all to sign
Okay.
These documents I brought with me.
You bring in your son, Clayton?
Where is little Charlie at? He must still be outside smoking heaters. I'll introduce y'all to him.
So we will have the – I will put it on Twitter and on Facebook how to pay for your entry. You can just Venmo me and we're just going to do a winner-take-all type of scenario. But anybody that wants to join up, I will also have that. I will have that on social media with the links available tomorrow when this episode drops. Now, all that out of the way, let's get to the nuts and bolts of why we are here. The conference tournaments are over. The brackets are out. Unfortunately, Indiana State did not make the tournament. St. John's did not make the tournament. Those were the two teams that I had kind of a vested interest in hoping that they got in. Tuna, was there anybody else that you saw that you thought maybe deserved to get in over a couple of other teams, and maybe who those teams were that you thought they should have gotten in over?
Seton Hall, hands down.
Yep.
Seton Hall deserved to be in there. They had, what, five quad one wins this year, which was, what, three more than Michigan State, I believe.
Yeah, so, I think that's right.
I don't know. Michigan State, I don't know why they're in the tournament. It makes no sense to me.
I can tell you why.
Watching the you know, the head of the NCAA committee or selection committee sit there and try to justify why they were in may have been one of the funniest things that I've seen all night. Cause he just kept saying, well, you know, they're really showing improvement, even though they haven't won, they're showing improvement. It's like, all right, man. So what have they done? And then also, I don't think Virginia has a place in here. I don't think the ACC deserved to have anybody in there except for Duke, North Carolina, and obviously NC State because they won the conference tournament.
Those were the two. I knew Michigan State was going to be there. I was very surprised that Virginia got in. Mm. Oh, and I would love to see the actual rationale from the committee as to how they got in over Indiana State and St. John's or Seton Hall.
Indiana State, I kind of get, but with Seton Hall, that makes no sense. I think they got screwed more so than anybody. And another team that I thought could have gotten left out, they definitely got overseeded, is Florida Atlantic. I think people just have that in their mind of what last year was. And, I mean, you lose to Temple in that, and that's basically a one-bid league. And
here's what I couldn't understand, and they kept saying it on the broadcast yesterday, and we had talked about how good the Mountain West had been all year. The Mountain West, really, their teams got in, but they got seeded horrifically.
Yeah.
Every single bracketology thing that I looked at, because, of course, I was following Nevada fairly closely, every single bracketologist had Nevada anywhere from a 5 to a 7. And what did they end up? They ended up at 10.
And San Diego State got the best seed from that league at a 5, correct?
That's the highest one? Yep, yeah. I think that's right. And I was really, and quite frankly, Nevada was in that last little quadrant of where they put the selections out, and I thought, did they not make it? Yeah. I mean, I couldn't, because all that was left was that 10 spot, and I was like, well, they're not going to be a 10. Mm-mm. Well, they were a 10, and I hope that puts a little chip on their shoulder. I hope it puts a chip on the shoulder of all those teams.
Tuna, what's Michigan State's record?
They're 19 and 14, I think.
19 and 14. Travis and I can have this argument till we're blue in the face. But the fact of the matter is that Michigan State was preseason top five this year. They underachieved as usual. I'm not saying Izzo's not a great coach and hasn't done a lot throughout the years. But lately, He has had mediocre at best teams. Matter of fact, not even that good. He shouldn't have been in this year. I don't think he should have been in last year. And he gets in there, and yes, he upsets a team or two because he's a tournament-style coach. But you don't reward a coach because he wins in the tournament. You got to get in there. Other teams deserve to be in there over him. He underachieved this year majorly in a
bad conference.
I'll give the Big Ten not bad. I mean, Illinois's good. Wisconsin's playing good. Purdue.
They didn't play good for two straight
months. They didn't play good for a while.
They're playing good now. They were awful.
And I'm with you. But
Nebraska's playing really good.
I just don't get how he always gets in there. And the fact of the matter is his team shouldn't be in there. He underachieves throughout the year and then does his dirty work at the end when he has no pressure on him. The pressure's always on the team that he plays against because their record's shitty and he's like a 10 seed or whatever he always gets, and or an 8 here or a 9. And it's so frustrating to me. And well, I'm sorry, I respect him, but I am not a fan. I don't like Michigan State. I don't like their fans. And I think they get a free ride. I really do. And I've been saying this before this even came out yesterday. I just don't get it, man. I want to see him with a 2 seed for once and have a little pressure on his ass and see what he can do then in the tournament. Not when he's a 9 seed or a 10 seed and he's going through the motions and he's playing a team that then has pressure on them. And then it's easier to beat them.
Well, 4 years ago, they won 32 games.
Okay. What did he do then?
5 years ago, they won
30
games.
Yeah, and then he choked in the tournament.
You know, listen to how passionately you are about this. I want to argue with you so much, but I can't. I really can't. I would love to be a contrarian here, but I just
Jody,
can't.
Look up how many Final Fours Tom Izzo has been to.
You can't put it on the past.
But you are missing the point. Yeah. He doesn't deserve to have a chance to get in the Final Four.
No. I understand this season, I don't think that they deserve to be in the tournament. But I do think it's a bit of recency bias to say he never does anything in the tournament. He's known for being the best coach in March.
I get it.
Of just about anybody.
Because he's normally a high seed and he doesn't have a lot of pressure on him.
I don't think that's true at all, Fred.
And then when he has when he's like a 2 or 3, he don't do nothing.
I mean, there was about a 10-year stretch where you couldn't have an Elite Eight without Izzo.
Yes.
Well, that was a long time ago. Hell, that was when Tubby was coaching at UK.
Because
they took us out a couple times.
Since 2011, he's had one season of under 20 wins.
But what are his losses?
20 wins is an inflated
20 wins
number,
ain't that great.
Yeah, okay, it's not. Let me tell you how many wins he's had since 2011. 29, 27, 29, 27, 29, 20, 30, 32, 22, then he had one bad year of 15, 23, 21.
Well, you're not mentioning
to make
the
that
double
argument,
digit
we need to
losses.
Say numbers wins over 25
Fred,
as opposed to over
Fred,
20.
Fred, you can't win 27 games and have double digit losses.
Well, dude, I'm just
you
telling
can't do
you.
It.
I'm done. Well, I mean,
that's why I say when you say his stat or his number, the amount of wins, just say the amount of season or wins or seasons with over 25 wins. Because over 20 wins doesn't move the needle.
I will say this, and I've said it before, Izzo's career record is phenomenal, and he is a Elite Eight Final Four guy.
Yep.
He's got 8 Final Fours. Now, this year,
yeah,
okay. They do not deserve to be in.
Okay, Cal's got 5. Okay, Cal's got 5, and everyone says he sucks.
Well,
he's
no,
got one championship.
No, no, no,
I don't.
No,
I think
no,
the only
no,
people
no.
that say Cal
no,
sucks
no, no,
are Kentucky
no, no,
fans.
No, no, no. That is such a regional thing to say.
Yeah.
Nationally, nobody says that.
Exactly.
And nobody says that Izzo's 8 Final Fours. I mean, it seems crazy to me. We're talking about a coach with 8 Final Fours and saying, well, he chokes in the tournament. He's got eight
final fours. I get it. He wins a lot of games, but he does it as a, I think a lot of the times, as a high seed, and he finds and he finds his way through there. I'm
wouldn't
not
that
saying
be
that's
coaching?
Not bad. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be coaching? As a,
I mean,
as a
there's a lot
seed?
Of coaches that like choke in the one seed and, or in high seeds, and we could talk about Tennessee and Purdue. So,
yeah, I mean, of all the weird things to hang your hat on, I think Tom Izzo isn't a good tournament coach. Maybe the weirdest.
I didn't say he's not a good tournament coach.
He doesn't deserve
I'm
to be here.
I'm saying he don't deserve to be in the tournament.
And
he gets in because of that.
I agree. Well, this year.
This season, yes. And that's all I'm caring about.
This season.
This bracket. This
I don't
year.
Think that they deserve to be in this year. But I just gave you how many games they've won over the last decade.
I mean,
I'd put that record up against anybody's.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for it because I went through this with you all already.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And I saw a little bit different than that. Like Tuna said, there's some hidden shit in there on him, and I'm going to look it up and find it.
Well, either way, I don't think Michigan State is going to play any part in this tournament. And
no.
I think we've spoken on them just more
they
than
won't.
Enough.
They won't.
Yeah.
They
Mississippi
won't.
State's probably going to smack the hell out of them. And right now, Mississippi State's getting plus money. They're a 1.5-point underdog.
And the reason why is what we're just now talking about. Because everybody has it in their mind. Well, you never sleep. But I will go back to early in
he
this.
He never had to go against the dentist, though.
Go back to early in this college basketball season. I don't remember who it was down here, but somebody was saying, well, Izzo's teams always play good down the stretch coming into March. And I said, this is not your typical Michigan State team.
Actually, I think that was me, and that's exactly what you said.
Yeah, because I knew it wasn't, and it hasn't been. And they absolutely did not deserve to be in the tournament. They made it, and like Tuna just said, I think they'll be probably a one and done. Would be, I would bet.
Oh, no, I'm going to put them to win.
I would bet against
them.
Give me the dentist all day in that matchup.
Well,
yes.
That said, I think we spent enough time on Michigan State.
I agree completely. So,
I'm bringing my cowbell to Vegas, put it that way. And I got it. Go Mississippi State. I don't know which team I hate worse.
One more team that I don't think deserves to be in the tournament at all is Baylor. They need to get out of there. I don't know how in the hell they snuck in there. But we just all need to band together and hope that Colgate smacks the hell out of them.
Yeah, yeah. So, I can see that.
I mean, they just got treated great because they're in the best conference. So they gave them a 3 seed and put them in the tournament, which makes no sense.
Right.
How are we going to go through this? What do you think's the toughest?
Well, I mean, UConn's.
We're going to assume that the East is the toughest.
Yeah, I think that's a.
And we're going to assume that the West is the easiest. Correct?
Well, yes.
I have 8 teams.
I think
the
Midwest
the
is probably
tough.
The easiest.
I have the West being the easiest with teams like. I mean, if you want to talk about Alabama, even Nevada, Arizona, I don't like Michigan State, Mississippi State ain't doing it for me. Grand Canyon's a decent team. St. Mary's ain't doing it for me. Clemson sure ain't. Baylor, mediocre. I don't see much. When I look at the East, I see Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, Auburn, BYU, Illinois, Washington State, Drake, Iowa State. I'm seeing tough schools, correct?
Do you think Washington State's a good basketball team?
You do.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
Well.
No, I love what Washington State team. I hate the matchup against Drake because Drake is a feisty little team.
I just wanted to look at the regions and see what – I mean, I would say the South is the second easiest.
East is the hardest. See, I think the Midwest is probably one of the easiest.
See, I don't agree. Don't think Utah State, TCU, Gonzaga, McNeese State is a damn good team. Creighton's a good team.
When you're hyping up McNeese State in a region,
schools that are good.
Yeah, I'm looking at the big schools that I don't think are that good. And like we know how I feel about Purdue. I don't think Texas is a very good team. Tennessee, as we know, I think Tennessee's a good team, but we know Rick Barnes tournament. And I'm sitting there looking at this and I'm like, who gets out of here?
You don't think Oregon's hot right now?
Oregon's hot, but do you call them a good team?
Well, they're a good team. Decent. I mean, are they a great team?
But what I'm saying is when you're comparing bracket strength, Oregon isn't a team that I go to. All right, if you compare them against the other 11 seeds, against New Mexico.
I think 11-ranked Oregon could beat a four-seed Alabama tomorrow.
I think a 13-seed Charleston could beat a four-seed Alabama tomorrow.
I don't think so.
Pat Kelsey's got a hell of a team down there, dude. And they're like, that's probably the most disciplined team in the tournament.
I'll tell you what. Every one seed except for Houston, in my opinion, has a tough second game. UConn's got Florida Atlantic. North Carolina has a possible Mississippi State hot team with Izzo, your all's guy.
I'm going to tell you
Utah State TCU versus Purdue is a tough game.
I'm going to tell you something about that, what you just said about FAU. I think their game against Northwestern is a fascinating ball game.
That Northwestern team is good.
Is a team that not very many people talk about because – people don't pay attention to them because
they play on Peacock.
And historically, they haven't been a great team, obviously. But they have one of the most dynamic guards in all of college basketball in Boo Booey. He's been fantastic.
Say that five times, Tuna.
Yeah, exactly.
Boo Booey, Boo Booey, Boo Booey.
That's Howard Stern's, buddy.
But that is going to be a dynamite basketball game, one that I'm – looking forward to as much as any in the first round of this tournament.
Now, that's Chris Collins from Duke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's done just a fantastic job there. And, you know, that's going to be a very interesting
ball
game.
Well, let's just start there with the East then, Travis. Let's look at these games.
Sure.
I think that's a good point there.
We can skip over UConn in the first round. Everybody.
No faith in the Hatters? Mm-hmm.
I have tremendous faith in UConn that they're the best team in basketball.
Yeah.
So we're just going to.
The biggest asshole coach, though.
We're going to. Man, he is a.
He just makes you want to not like him, doesn't he?
And I don't even know.
What
was that? Whoa.
What was that? That wasn't even a word.
Oh, high noon number one.
Jesus.
I don't even know.
Come out of your ears?
That I would consider Dan Hurley an asshole. I think he's just,
he's got bravado.
He's a weirdo who is like, well, I mean, he'd be the first
dude,
to say
dude, he don't
it.
Care about what
he's just
trying
to fight
all,
everybody but, he can.
But all which he, Hurley isn't.
All he cares about in his life is basketball. That's
so,
it. That's the end, the beginning.
And fighting.
And, dude, and, what do you think his dad did?
Yeah.
Same thing. He's sitting right there next to him on the bench.
And he, you know, he would be the first one. I read that big article after they won the national championship where he said he enjoyed the national championship for, you know, like an hour. And then he immediately went into this almost like a depression about, oh, my God, how are we going to be able to do this again next year?
Sounds like Saban.
I get that That a lot of coaches
never heard of them.
That's how they are. But he seems to take that to kind of the 10th degree, I think.
But they've all been little short scrappers all their life, and they've overachieved, every one of them. His dad overachieved. Bobby Hurley is an overachiever on the court. Danny Hurley really wasn't on the court.
Right.
He was a decent player, but he wasn't nowhere near his brother.
He was okay.
And his brother overachieved on coaching early on, and then he came out of nowhere. And they are just a little feisty group of a little feisty family they don't care what you think about them.
Kind of like the Harbaughs.
Yeah, they really don't. I mean, and it's their way or the highway, baby.
So we've got Florida Atlantic and Northwestern, as we talked about before, which I think is a total 50-50 game.
See, I don't think this Florida Atlantic team is very good. I don't know. They haven't – anytime I've seen to watch them, they just haven't impressed me. So
yeah, well, it's tourney time. You never know. Some teams like that were just there in the final game can turn it on.
I agree with what Tuna said, but what Travis pointed out earlier, that's the one game in the first round that I really want to watch because I think it's going to be a fun game to watch.
And there is something to be said for these guys from Florida Atlantic having made a deep run last year.
Same group of guys.
Yeah.
Understanding what it takes.
What it takes, what you do.
Nervous down the stretch of these ball games.
Right.
So I think that'll be very interesting.
So if Memphis didn't pull that choke job against them last year, because Memphis had that game won.
Yes, they did.
Do we just look at Dusty May and that Florida Atlantic team completely different? I think if they lost that game last year, they're not in the tournament this year.
Well, that's an interesting thought. I still don't know what the metrics are.
I don't think anybody does.
That this committee uses. Mm-hmm. But it certainly doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that for sure. Auburn and Yale.
Hey, what about the Florida Atlantic and UConn matchup if they were to win? I don't think they're doing UConn many favors by putting the team they just played in the championship game
with
the same players. I think that's a fascinating matchup.
Well, not the championship game. They got beat in
the Final Four. Yeah. Final Four.
Auburn and Yale, I think we probably all would agree that Auburn is just going to out-athlete Yale, but I did really enjoy watching the Ivy League championship.
The Ivy League tournament as a whole was just insane.
Yep.
And Brown, give them credit because they played their butts off.
They did.
Well, they beat Cornell and Princeton.
Yep. And I felt terrible for them.
They should have won
that
game.
They were
up
by
yeah.
six with about a minute and a half to go in that ball game.
At least they're not Kent State. That's who I felt real bad for.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a little bit. BYU and Duquesne.
Never thought I'd say I felt bad for an Ivy
I ain't
League
worried
school.
About that one.
Illinois, Morehead State.
Yeah, baby. Let's go.
Was it Preston Spratler? Spratlin?
I don't know. I got my hat
on. He's probably the most – you should know him because he's probably the most successful Calipari disciple that there is. I believe he was a GA under
Calipari. Well, there ain't
many. Calipari. I know. I think he's the only one now. So
I mean, I know what game I'm looking forward to, and that's Washington State and Drake.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun game.
The Drake. Love the draft.
I think we bypassed completely San Diego State and UAB in this bracket, which UAB is playing great.
Oh, yeah.
To win the AAC.
I did actually skip over that.
And this San Diego State team, I mean, this conference is loaded up with, like, what, it's got three of last year's Final Four in it?
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're in the final game.
And it's loaded with conference tournament champs.
There's three teams in a row that were in the Final Four.
I think 11 of these 16 are conference tournament champions also. So
yeah, I mean, it's tough. I think this Washington State-Drake game is going to be fantastic. And that's me versus you, Tuna. Don't forget, I got a shirt for Vegas. Love the Drake.
Well, that's Thursday at 10:05 p.m., 7:05 Vegas time.
That's Prime time, baby.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
It's also UK game.
It is the same time. No, it's 3 hours after
UK's
the UK
at four.
Game.
That's right.
I will have a shirt change.
So
on that one.
How triple big, overtime. Will
how
be.
Big is your suitcase?
He's got bringing a camel.
You got about 40
size.
Hats.
Well, don't forget, little Charlie's carrying some of my bags.
Oh, gotcha.
No, Iowa State. I think they're a tough matchup for everybody. They're looking good at that bracket. I noticed a lot of people yesterday.
Well, they just took over Kansas City, didn't they?
Oh man, that was. I got to tell you, that was unbelievable. Looking at the video that came out of that, whatever the Power and Light District or whatever they call that down there. I mean, it was insane. Not to mention how many people they had at the game.
Yeah.
There was 20,000 people down there. Now, how many Busch Lights do you think were consumed?
Is that what they drink in
Iowa? I think so.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't imagine. I can't even count like that, Travis. That's a massive number.
I was told.
Tuna's headed to the mountains of Busch before.
So let's move on to the West.
I think this is the easiest, in my opinion.
Well, it's the worst number one seed. I'll say that. North Carolina's just dying to get eliminated.
That's part of it.
I think Mississippi State's going to smack the hell out of them in the second round.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do. That Hubbard kid, he just keeps getting better and better for Mississippi State.
Yeah, and I don't know. Mississippi State is one of those teams that's I don't know, man.
I like Chris Jans. I think he's a great coach.
I like him, too.
I don't ever like watching his games because they are ugly as hell.
Well, so is – and that's what Michigan State's going to play.
Yeah.
Ugly.
Yeah.
And whoever wins the battle in the paint of that game is going to win that game. Because that's how Michigan State's going to try to beat you. They're going to try to beat you up and out-rebound you and play good, solid defense. And that's how they're going to try to get you. Even though they have a McDonald's All-American guard, or they have another guard that's got a lot of, I don't know, Travis you know more about the Big Ten than I do, but don't they have a guard that's like a 3-year senior that's pretty damn good? Like
who?
All Big Ten, Michigan State.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's a solid guy, but you know how Izzo plays. They all try to beat you up in the paint, and he has some of them big boys that are no-namers step up, and that's how he gets going in these tournament games. I just don't know. I really don't know.
No, I'm leaning Mississippi State in that one, and I don't really particularly see that one being close.
Well, and then you have St. Mary's, who I think we've all been quick to dismiss, but they beat Gonzaga twice this year.
We love Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Won the conference tournament. They play Grand Canyon, who we mentioned before, Bryce Drew, leads another team to the NCAA tournament. Grand Canyon at 29-4. And I'm always looking at those kind of teams like that, that are, you know, that have found ways to win all year.
Sure.
That really means a lot coming into these tournament games. They're going to be out-athleted a little bit, but not tremendously.
No, they have athletes on that team.
Playing a team like St. Mary's, especially.
I would almost say that Grand Canyon has better athletes than St. Mary's.
They might. So that should be a really good game.
Former Cardinal Sidney Curry is a member of the Grand Canyon.
That is true.
What are they, the Antelopes? Is that what they are?
I think
so. Grand Canyon, yeah.
Alabama against College of Charleston. That's a 4-13.
I'm telling you, I'm a big Pat Kelsey fan. I like the Charleston team. They have great guard play or discipline. They don't turn the ball over. I think they can catch Alabama slipping here.
Oh, I do too.
Freddie's favorite team, little old Clemson.
A little old Clemson has not impressed me at all, especially towards the end. I have them losing this game.
How are they a 6 seed?
I have no idea. How are they a 6 seed?
They're an 11 seed. All right, first of all, like, I'm going over here and I'm looking at Colorado as a 10 seed playing in a play-in game on Wednesday night. And if them and Clemson played 10 times, I guarantee that Colorado would beat them 9 out of 10 times. Like, it's just not even – Clemson has no business being a 6 seed.
I got New Mexico winning that game.
Yeah. I think they're favored.
I have New Mexico winning the first two games.
That's right.
That team can get hot.
And New Mexico is coached by Travis?
Richard Pitino.
That's right. Richard Pitino.
Nailed it.
I think he's going to have his team ready. I think that's an upset right there, an upset special. And I like the 12 over the 5. I like Grand Canyon over St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm. Then we have Baylor as the 3 seed against Colgate.
Tuna's a Colgate
Texas
user.
Versus toothpaste. Yeah. The ever-going battle.
I was going to say, I think that battle has been won by Texas for about the last 150 years.
Yeah.
But
I do think that I think that Baylor wins that easily. And Baylor being a 3 seed, I think that's a high seed for them. I'm not quite sure that they're worthy of a 3 seed.
Well, and then you go to the next game, the 10-7 game. Dayton against Nevada, and we talked about this outside. I think, and I am biased.
We love Nevada.
I am biased, I will admit. And anybody that's listened to this knows how I feel about Alford and his team, but I've watched them a lot this year, and I believe they have a team that can make a run in this tournament. And I think them getting a 10 seed was an absolute joke.
Right. No, I agree with you 100%.
I thought there was an airliner
I was listening to everything you said, but I was talking about as a group, I thought we ought to, and we could do it real quick, that we go down here and write in who we think on a bracket. I think we could all come to a
there's four of us. What do we do if we're two versus two?
We'd have a vote. We have a vote.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's two versus two.
Is Charlie the deciding
but I think
vote?
It ain't going to take us long to do it.
Yeah, I was going to do that here after we go through the brackets. I was going to then go through and say who we think is actually going to win these
games.
Well,
I figured while we're doing it, we just pick it.
We already got the – I mean, we've already gone through one region, so
– I got you.
So
I can tell them to you right now.
So then let's go
go to the South.
Travis. I just figured we're going to go all the way back and go through every single team again and tell you who we like.
No, we're not going to. We're breaking the games down now. When we get to the thing, then we're just going to say, who do we got winning this game? And we're all going to say it.
Okay.
South region.
Yes. Fred, as a new host of the show, why don't you start us down the road in the South region?
South region is the second easiest region, in my opinion.
Easiest or hardest? None of that really matters in this.
It doesn't matter, but I think it's the second easiest. I really do. I see five teams that are worth a damn on here.
Houston.
And Duke ain't one of them. Houston and Longwood, I mean, Skip, that's a win.
The Nebraska and A&M game should be pretty good.
I think that's going to be a great game. I think A&M is a team that is a tournament team. They take risks. They've got two, maybe three pro prospects.
And a coach that is a complete psycho.
A coach that is a psycho. Yeah. I mean, dude, they just have a
talk
lot.
Talk about a guy that, like,
dude,
lives and breathes.
Let me tell you something. Number four, number four is the biggest risk-taking NBA psycho, and he's going to be hot, and I love that team winning that game. I think Texas A&M is going to give Houston everything they can handle. I really do. And then this is an intriguing game here because I have not watched James Madison, but I know they're what, 30-3?
Yeah, talk about a team that's
31-3. Yeah, 31-3.
Going against a Wisconsin team that just got hot that I still don't trust.
I don't either. I don't either.
I mean, I don't trust Nebraska either. These Big Ten teams that got hot at the end don't do anything for me.
I do trust Fred Hoiberg. He is a great basketball coach.
He is.
Nebraska did not just get hot at the end of this season. They have been good all year long, and they are a team that, if they're shooting the ball well, can beat anybody in this tournament.
And that's what I'm saying. Right, like, that's an 8-9 matchup where I look at that and then I go right over to the left and look at Florida and Northwestern as 8-9. And I'm like, how are these two teams, or these four teams on even playing field?
Yep. Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic. What'd I say?
Well, Travis said Northwestern is an interesting team with a great player and a coach that's hot.
They are, but
a non-seed.
But I would put myself, I would put Nebraska, if they played 10 times, I would expect Nebraska to win 7.
Right. Personally. I gotcha.
Duke, Vermont, whatever. Texas Tech, NC State.
Catamounts are always good for a little chaos early.
They've had some, obviously, some tournament success, but we're not going to spend a lot of time breaking that one. I don't think they're the worst seed out there. They got, as Duke does, the easy
13 seed there.
Texas Tech, NC State. NC State made that run through the tournament. Texas Tech has been playing some pretty good basketball.
I think that's a great game. I think that's going to be a fun game to watch.
Yep. Grant McCaslin is a dog, man. Yes. The way that his team responds to him.
You're right.
And I don't that Texas. Is there something about Texas Tech?
How they worry
they
me.
They just constantly keep replacing guys with the same type of energy. It's insane. And great job hiring by that athletic department. And Grant McCaslin's done a hell of a job, and I think they're going to manhandle NC State. I don't know where this run from NC State came from. it makes no sense to me.
They obviously were inspired, like I think I said it on the text thread the other night. If you can beat Kenny Payne in the conference tournament, by God, you can beat anybody.
Well, the funny thing about that, man, is that I think we played them almost better than anybody in the ACC tournament.
We were talking about that the other night.
Yeah.
With, 8 minutes to go in that game, Louisville literally could have won that game.
And both of those coaches, not like Kenny Payne was fighting for his job, but like neither fan base wanted to win that game because they just wanted to get it over with because Kevin Keats was going to get fired.
Right.
Now that he won that, in his contract, he got a 2-year extension and another $6 million.
I saw that. Which is so, kind of hilarious.
I don't know
honestly.
How NC State fans feel about that, but you're dancing, boys.
Kentucky and Oakland.
What about the big boy for NC State? What do y'all think he's going to do?
He's going to play about 18
DJ
minutes.
DJ Burns.
And
guys, he's going to be now that Kareem Avila is gone from Indiana State. This guy is going to be the darling of this game of the tournament.
All right, I've been complaining about this guy for years.
why?
Because he is so good. He's such an elite
really
player.
He really is.
But he can't stay on the court for long periods
of
time. He constantly, if he would lose 50 pounds, he could be one of the best players in all of college basketball.
Right.
But for what, it's just frustrating to watch this guy come in, dominate the game, and then have to leave. And then, they ask him about it. Why, what's your thing? And he's like, I like to eat.
He loves to eat.
Yeah,
he ought to play for Kentucky.
And that's great, man.
Cal would sub him out every freaking 5 minutes.
I'm telling you, when he's done playing college basketball, he's going to weigh about 800 pounds. I mean, think about the amount of calories that you have to consume to stay that big with the amount of exercise and working out and conditioning that these guys do.
Where are they playing at? Where's that?
He's the Jared Lorenzen of college basketball.
Yeah, where's that region?
Yeah. That's a good comparison.
They got some Texas Roadhouse over there by.
I'm sure wherever it is, he'll find something that he enjoys.
He got an NIL deal through Dunkin' Donuts. Come on, Jerry.
Okay,
he's making a million dollars.
Oh, my God.
Well, he should.
They're playing in Pittsburgh.
Oh, baby.
Oh.
It's going to be pierogies.
Permane Brothers and pierogies.
Yeah.
Put some extra fries on that sandwich, boys.
And Jody, we should know where they're playing, Pittsburgh. We know that's where our cats are headed.
Yep.
Which I thought they were headed to Spokane, Washington. And
as a cat
God
fan,
here.
You guys should be praying that NC State beats Texas
we
Tech.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Texas Tech's the last team that you guys want to see.
Let me tell you something. I agree 100%. Texas Tech, and I think Texas Tech going to win that game.
So I guess
Oakland a tough matchup.
Has one of the top three-point shooters in all of college basketball on their team.
Good for him. We got three.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he's probably – we need to find the props on him.
He's the number one because last I checked, Shepherd was the number one.
Okay. All I'm not dogging Kentucky.
I know, but
I'm just saying you guys have a way of giving up a lot of points to three-point shooters on the other team.
True.
Okay? So we prop bets for this kid is something we should look into.
Well, this Kentucky game, we're not going to talk much about Oakland, but let's be real. Kentucky needed to get out of the SEC. It's time to play somebody else.
Coming to ACC?
No, it's time to play a team that doesn't know you like the back of their ass. Like Texas A&M does. Sometimes after you play all these conference games,
don't know how I feel about that
it's
comparison.
Good to have a little break in the action and play somebody you ain't played before.
Hey, Fred.
That's what I like.
How well do you know the back of your ass?
I don't think I've seen mine in like 18 years.
What? I don't know. What?
I want to know what you were doing 18 years ago to see it.
Well, I mean, you
I was a lot more flexible 18 years ago.
You don't look in the mirror and make sure you hit that belt loop in the back. I mean, come on, Tuna. What are you wearing, suspenders? What?
But you're not looking at your ass while you're putting your belt loop on. What are you putting chaps on?
No, I'm checking to make sure I make it through the goddamn loop. Gosh dang loop.
Oh, all right. Man, that was funny. That was very funny.
Now, this is another intriguing game here. Because now you got Florida, a team that I think gives UK fits.
Suffered a major injury.
Major injury. That may really spook them a little bit. That may have broken their mojo. But Florida's a team that I wouldn't want to play if I was Kentucky if they went on down. They kind of have UK's number, in my opinion, just like A&M does. And by God, if they're not all in the same freaking region...
Well,
stupid.
They lost a key player the other day. It does matter. It absolutely does.
They lost a key player, but their best player is Clayton by far. And what do y'all think about Boise State, Colorado? I think those are both two decent teams.
That's,
I think
gonna
that
be a
game
fun
is going to be really fun.
That's going to be the best playing game, in my opinion. The two best teams in the playing games. But I really like the Colorado team. Hell, they got three guys that are kind of projected as like late round first round lottery or draft picks.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. I think that Colorado team's good. That Big 12 was tough, or Pac 12 was not tough. I don't know how they, Oregon beat them out of that. Right. When that Oregon got hot.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Cause I loaded up on Colorado there. But anyway, and then down to Marquette and Western Kentucky. I would love to see the Toppers get going. But I think Marquette is on a little bit of a revenge tour after last season. And I'm curious to see what this team's going to look like with Kolick back.
You know what?
Is it going to hurt them? Is it going
to – I'm not sure if he's playing. I'm going to tell you that right now.
What do you know about?
I've heard a couple people yesterday that have knowledge – in the game that he may not be playing.
Did you talk to the Fonz?
I didn't. I talked to Ralph Mouth.
Well, I mean, it's not like this is some sort of breaking news, but him playing versus not playing is the difference between me picking them to go to the Final Four or me picking them to get
right. So
I'm
just saying.
But I thought they played really, like when he first got hurt, we were talking down here. What's Marquette's future look like without him? And the way that they've played since, I think, has been the best they've played all season.
Well, yeah, number two, what's his name that came
in? The little fill-in for him has played out of his mind.
He's unbelievable. But you put them two together, and you got that guy who's like a Dillingham-type player coming off the bench for Colek, and you've got a real dynamic team.
I'll tell you this. I'm taking the over in that game.
But you better keep an eye on that, people, and make sure that that Colek is playing, because I'm hearing things that he may not get in that game. Mm. I'm just saying. That's what I'm hearing.
And then we go down in the Midwest.
Go Toppers.
We've got Purdue. I don't think they're going to get beat in the first round.
I think this is the second toughest bracket.
Utah State and TCU as the 8-9.
Great game. That's going to be a great game.
And I would especially think that if Utah State gets through there, that is a tough
second-round
game for Purdue.
Even if TCU plays them in the second round, do you really want to face Jamie Dixon in the second round?
Well, you said this was an easy bracket. You're already talking about the game versus the one being a tough one.
I'm telling
you, this is the second toughest.
No, it has a whole bunch of mediocre teams.
We got the Zags against Will Wade's McNeese
team.
Hey,
you don't think Will Wade's going to give Gonzaga a tough game?
I'm sure they will.
Look, I'm
watch
all
out,
for them. I could
Joe
even
Dumars.
See them beating them. I think this is probably the worst Gonzaga team they've had in years.
Right, but they're still good. I mean, they beat a 3-seed in Kentucky at Rupp Arena.
Kansas and Samford.
Well, so did UNC Wilmington.
Okay, well, that was a long time ago when we had freshmen just figuring out what the
hell
they're doing.
After.
No. Much different. And this Gonzaga team is not a bad Gonzaga team. They are not.
Kansas and Samford, which is a lot of people's kind of sexy upset pick. Kansas has been broken for a while. They continue to be broken. I don't think most people have them going. They might win their first game. I don't think anybody has them going much past that. South Carolina, Oregon is a bit of an intriguing matchup.
Very. I can't wait to watch this game. I mean, Oregon, man, hey, Altman knows what he's doing during tournament time.
He does.
And they're coming in. They've always got a McDonald's All-American or two on their team. The big guy that played with them, what did he go, 12 for 12 in the tournament game Saturday night?
I think that's right.
And South Carolina, who has been the big bully in the SEC, kind of the third or fourth best team in the SEC. Jody, would you say they're the third or fourth best team in the SEC?
South Carolina?
No.
4 weeks ago.
Kentucky, Tennessee,
Alabama, Auburn.
Okay. I mean, Auburn.
So they're probably like the
Alabama.
Sixth or seventh.
Yeah. 4 weeks ago, yes. Now, no.
I just don't understand how Alabama got a 4-seed. How in the hell did they get a 4-seed?
Weren't they the 1-seed in the SEC tournament? Didn't they win the regular season SEC?
No, they were the 4-seed.
Hell no.
Okay.
No.
It was Tennessee. UK was 2.
That's a bad seed on that. Hell, Auburn should have gotten a 4-seed.
Sorry.
Or a 3 over Kentucky.
Never mind, dude. We'll talk later, I guess.
Well, go ahead. What?
Not nothing. on to Creighton and Akron. I think Creighton's the best team in this region, and I like them to get out of there. If I would like to see a Creighton-Tennessee matchup, I hope we get that one.
How about this Texas 7-10 matchup against either Colorado State or Virginia?
Colorado State is probably going to smack Virginia.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a bad Virginia team. And Colorado State can easily beat Texas. I don't think Texas is a very good team. Like, I really don't. They got
Texas versus Rick Barnes, baby. It's the matchup they wanted. They want Tennessee and Texas to play. It's his old alma mater. Should be interesting.
Yeah.
And, I mean, St. Peter's, let's not forget about their recent history in the NCAA tournament.
Too bad Shaheen Holloway ain't there.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Is that a peacock?
Next topic.
That's what they're called.
Yeah. Jody would rather not remember that.
I'm just telling you, Tuna, you throw Creighton in there, a Texas team that can get hot, South Carolina, Oregon, Oregon's been hot. I do think that. I mean, and you're saying Gonzaga ain't that good this year. Well, they may make the Sweet 16 with ease.
See, you take what I say and you twist it into what you want. I said this is probably the worst Gonzaga team they've had in quite some time. That right. doesn't mean that they're a okay. bad Gonzaga team.
I got
What's
you.
The worst Gonzaga team you could think of in the last 15 years? They're always constantly pretty good, right?
Yeah.
This one does not impress me like the ones of the past. That's not me saying that they're a bad Gonzaga team.
Okay, I like them. Remember the last show we talked about?
I think
about
if
them.
McNeese can we grow up and hit their free throws, then they can easily win that game.
We did black cat
we
them.
We black catted them. But, again, they're playing San Francisco. They played three freaking times. Or Mount St. Mary's, whoever it was. Move
St.
on.
Mary's.
Time to move on and play teams that you haven't played that don't know who you are. And I think that is an underrated thing in this tournament. You look at some of these games, you played in your conference, they know who you are, they know you inside and out, you play them twice, maybe some three times, and some teams just need a break. They need to get out and play somebody new. And I think Gonzaga's one of them teams. I think Kentucky's one of them teams.
All right. Now, we've gone through all four regions. Let's do what Fred was talking about before, and let's put together our official Blockout Sports Pod bracket, which I don't think we did this last year, but I'm looking forward to doing this.
Yeah.
We're going to start in the East at the top, UConn and Stetson. I think everybody would agree that
I think we're all on UConn.
UConn would win that one.
And Tuna, I'm going to draw a line right here, and if we have to belly up to each other for a pick, I'll take you down.
Well, my question is, say me and Travis pick one team and you two pick the other team, how do we settle it? Do we have a coin to flip?
Charlie.
Well, yeah. Charlie's MIA, and I'm concerned about Charlie because he's been hanging out with Fred.
Yeah, he's out there sitting on the hood of your truck smoking.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you guys pick, you three pick.
And then you'll be the tiebreaker.
And then I'll make the tiebreak. Okay. And we'll just go that way.
There won't be a tiebreak between us three because there's three votes. So,
yeah, let's but do I'm gonna.
Okay,
I think we're all gonna come to a realization.
All right,
I think
we've got Florida Atlantic and Northwestern Tuna.
I'm going Northwestern.
Fred.
I'm going Florida Atlantic.
Jody.
Northwestern.
Okay.
All right.
I'm making a mental note of that.
Going to be a great game. It's going to be fun to watch.
I actually think Northwestern's going to win that game, too.
Okay.
I hate this. I really hate it. I hope I'm wrong. I
even have a Florida Atlantic shirt I can bring with me.
I'm wearing a Florida Atlantic shirt, but I'm going to take Northwestern in that game. So
wearing a Louisville Please Don't Hire Dusty May shirt.
Do they have lockers in Vegas? I'm going to need a locker. So
they do in like the really dreg part of town, so which we can go down there.
Tuna.
I got some shirt changes to make.
San Diego State, UAB.
San Diego State.
Yep.
Ditto.
Yep.
Okay.
Auburn. Just go.
Auburn. You like Auburn? Man, we're not giving the – I thought you were an Ivy League guy, Tuna.
No, I'm going Auburn in this.
No, and what about all these Ivy League teams that were supposed to be good that didn't make it?
Well, it was a one-bid league. So like,
yeah, it was always going to be just
I said
just
there was
team.
Three teams that could make it in. And
I
one of the
Harvard
three
was
did.
Good, yeah.
No, Princeton and Cornell
Princeton
were the
good.
Other ones.
Yeah. BYU, Duquesne.
Oh, BYU. For
yeah.
Me.
Give me the Fighting Mark Popes.
Mark Pope, baby. Let's go.
Mark Pope.
I think BYU could make it the next round too.
Illinois, Moorhead, Tuna.
I'm going head. Give me the Eagles.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Fred.
I'm wearing the hat, baby. Moorhead State.
Let's do it. The Fighting Sprattlers,
Illinois.
How can I go against Moorhead State?
That's right, boys.
We're taking officially our first big upset of the
tournament. First upset of the tournament.
Moorhead State.
I love it.
Washington State and Drake.
Oh. Let's go Cougars.
You know me. I love the Drake.
Man, it's a coin toss.
It's
but I'm
a
going,
tough game.
I'm going
it's
Drake.
Be a great game.
I'm going Drake.
I'll make a mental note of that
let's
one.
I'm taking Drake also.
There you go.
You scumbags.
We got another upset. Love the Drake.
We've got Iowa State and South Dakota State.
I think we're all on Iowa State there.
Yep. Let's go Cyclones.
Cyclones for sure.
North Carolina.
Do you want to finish this region out completely? Are we just picking the first?
We're just doing first round. Okay.
I think we'll just do the first round.
Yeah,
right
dude,
now.
If you want to take the show over, go ahead. And...
yeah, I mean, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do, Fred. I'm just going to go upstairs and sit on the couch.
No, bring Charlie down here.
Yeah, I'm going to let Charlie start hosting the show.
It's going to get smoky in here, that little guy.
You guys can just boss him around and tell him to do whatever the hell you want him to do.
I mean, Charlie seems like the kind of guy that half-ass a bracket and just do one round.
Hey, sometimes we got to ask questions. All right.
We're taking North Carolina, obviously.
Yes, yes.
Mississippi State, Michigan State.
Hey, I got a question. Is Howard and Wagner, are those both all African-American schools?
Howard is.
I was wondering if Wagner was, that would be a crazy cool matchup right there. I'm sure, yep. You know.
Howard is a HBCU.
Okay, I wondered if Wagner was too. I wasn't sure. That would be very cool, though, that they probably
been in some
battles before.
Mississippi State, Michigan State.
I'm going cowbell on this one. Give me Mississippi State.
You know I am.
Yep. Mississippi State.
Sorry, Izzo for Shizzo.
St. Mary's and Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
I'm going Grand Canyon on this one, too.
Give me those guys in purple.
Yep. The Fighting Antelopes, I think.
That's our first 12 over a 5, unless Travis likes another St. Mary's.
Well, I do like St. Mary's, but I can't.
Did St. Mary's win?
I can't overrule 3-1.
I will have to look and see if St. Mary's did either. They went. Didn't they make it to Sweet 16 last year? I'm gonna look at that down the line. And
well, we just had a big debate at the beginning of the show that what happened last year doesn't matter in this tournament.
I think it does.
That's why.
Michigan State's in there.
No, I mean, screw Michigan State. I'm talking about other teams that I don't even know if they were in there last year. If they were, they lost.
Next matchup is
Alabama-Charleston. Okay. I'm going to take Charleston.
I'm going Roll Tide here.
Tuna, I have watched that Charleston team play 3 or 4 times. I think you're absolutely nuts.
Yeah,
Roll Tide.
You like Pat Kelsey as much as I do.
I don't know nothing about it.
I'm taking Bama.
This is not the College of Charleston team that was ranked in the top 20 of several years ago.
Clemson and New Mexico.
This is a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
New Mexico.
We're all Lobos.
Did anyone bring a shirt or a hat for them?
Did
we have any representation?
I did not.
One that says the pit.
Yeah, we're going to get one. We're going to get something.
Baylor and Colgate.
Tuna loved Baylor for a while. Now
he just doesn't want to say it. He has to say it, but he just doesn't want to say it.
Baylor's going to
win.
He's
a Crest guy anyways.
Baylor.
Let's go Baylor. Yeah, Baylor. Bears. I mean, come on.
Go Bears.
Can somebody tell me what the next game is?
Dayton, Nevada.
Oh, well.
And we know where we're going with this.
I don't care what any of you people say.
I love
say.
Nevada.
We're taking Nevada
in
this
one. We're going Nevada. Take it, Travis.
I don't really like that Nevada team, but I think they're going to win this game.
I do like them.
And the last game down there, somebody tell me what that is. I can't.
Arizona, Long Beach State.
Hey,
Tuna, don't forget I'm bringing my Long Beach State hat. I know I am.
Your Snoop Dogg University.
Baby. Yes.
All right. Now we'll go to the South. I think we're all in agreement Houston will win the first game.
Yes.
The Nebraska A&M game that we discussed earlier. This one, I have a feeling this one could go a 50-50 split.
I have no idea who to pick in this, so I'm just going to wing it and say Nebraska, just because of coaching alone.
I'm going Texas A&M because of loose NBA prospects.
Probably the best game in the first round, in my opinion, but I go A&M because that team's scary and they can score 100.
Should we flip a coin?
Nah, when in doubt, go Big Red.
Gray up is Nebraska. Gray down is A&M. We go Nebraska.
All right. Huskers.
Get you a can of corn tonight, Tuna.
Wisconsin, James Madison. We haven't, we didn't even talk about that. Wisconsin, James Madison.
Yeah, James Madison's winning that game.
I don't know much about this team. I haven't seen them play, but their record is astounding.
Bunch of short dudes. They're all really short.
All right.
Like, I'm talking like 5 foot one.
I'll go with you, James Madison.
I hate to do this. I agree with Fred. I really don't know a lot about this game, so I'm just going to go with you guys on James Madison, make it easy.
I think we take James Madison. Another 12-5. I love it.
Yeah.
Duke, Vermont.
Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tuna don't like skiing in Vermont.
Texas Tech and NC State.
Woo!
Red Raiders, guns up, boys.
I agree, man. I know that Keats has done a good job on this run, but Texas Tech is a dynamic, scary team.
Jody?
I got to go with Texas Tech.
It's going to be a tough one for the Cats.
UK and Oakland.
I might have to go with the Golden Grizzlies on this
one. I hear you, too short.
We went ahead and advanced Kentucky.
Okay.
And let's not forget, this Oakland team is in Texas. This is a Texas Oakland team, not Oakland.
It's Michigan. Cali. They're in Detroit.
Or wherever.
Close.
Texas.
We covered
Michigan.
Basically all parameters
It's wherever they are. I know one thing. They ain't in the hood. That's for sure.
It's in Detroit.
Florida against Boise or Colorado.
Man, well, let's pick this Boise-Colorado game.
Yeah, I'm going to go Colorado in this, and I'm going to take Colorado to beat Florida.
Okay.
I agree.
Just because Florida's dealing with an injury. I know it's –
I'm taking Colorado.
I like this Colorado team.
To get there. And I am also taking Colorado to win that game.
An important starter out for Florida doesn't matter, though. I'm taking Colorado over Florida as well.
Buffs. Let's go, Buffs.
I like Florida, but go
ahead. Here comes Ralphie.
Marquette and Western. As much as we love the Toppers.
Can the Toppers not have gotten a more fun, just like...
I'm telling you, that game is going to end up... It's going to be like 96-78
Hey, Travis, how cool would it have been for the Toppers to play the number 2 seed in the Midwest, Tennessee?
Yeah, that would
have been so awesome.
That would have been great.
And I don't know why they didn't do it.
Well,
those
folks
really
down in Bowling Green,
they didn't do it.
That would have been some split.
That would have been wild. I mean, they had the perfect opportunity to do that. Mm. They could have sent Western wherever the hell they wanted to go.
So I think we're all taking Marquette
against,
you know, our hearts. And we're all going to take Purdue, I think, in the first round, I would assume. Anybody have any other thoughts?
I'm going Montana State, home of Larry Krystowiak.
Congratulations, Larry Krystowiak.
Former pro player
for
the Milwaukee Bucks.
So we're advancing Purdue, I would assume. They're not going to get beat.
God, it'd be hilarious if they did.
No, Purdue's going to win that game.
Utah State TCU.
Oh, man, this is going to be a fun game to watch.
Fighting Danny Sprinkles here. And give me Utah State.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be – I can't wait to watch this game.
It's going to be a battle.
But Utah State, we've all kind of been on top of them, and I think we have to go that route.
I've liked them all year. They've kind of stumbled a little bit, but recovered, but I got to go Utah State.
Yep. I think we're unanimous there. Gonzaga and McNeese. Ooh, interesting.
Here we go again.
We're
a quandary.
Into these two sections here where everybody and their brother's calling the hot upsets. I'm going to go against the trend. I'm going to take Gonzaga to win this game.
Well, Tuna has rebooted.
No.
You don't like Gonzaga.
I don't like his team.
I
mean, McNeese State can't hit free throws.
I'm with you. I like Gonzaga.
Pull an upset, you have to hit free throws.
Look,
I'm sorry.
Look, I think this big guy for Gonzaga, I think he's going to be tough to stop in this game. Sorry,
Jody.
Wade.
Agree.
Unanimously on the Zags. Kansas and Samford.
And I'm going Kansas. I'm sorry.
I'm going Kansas, too. Yeah. Samford's not going to upset them. They've got other
They're
going to
jack 400 threes in
their
game.
Their point guard's fantastic. They've got other players. Tuna's favorite player is Furphy.
Australian?
Yeah.
South Carolina and Oregon.
Oh, man. This game right here is, I think, the best first-round game.
I have no idea what to pick in this game.
I am looking very forward to this one. And I got to tell you, I'm going to take Oregon.
Well, you asked me earlier.
I think South Carolina's coach is new. Oh, go ahead.
You asked me earlier about South Carolina. And I said, 4 weeks ago, my answer was totally different. But they have slid, and they have not done well. They didn't do well in the conference tournament. I got to go Oregon here, too.
For sure.
But 4 weeks ago, that team was a possible Final Four team with their defense.
And look, they're in a great spot there. I think that that little bracket area, like I said, is a for the taking for somebody. Is there for the taking. Guys, Tuna, did you like Oregon? Or
I was just going to take whatever you guys did and go with you all because I don't even know what to do with this game.
Yeah.
So
I think Oregon's hot.
Don't
I
bet
like
it.
Oregon.
No, I would never bet that game. There's no.
I like Altman.
If it was like the only game on like a Saturday, like that was, there's no other sports except that. I would.
We're taking Oregon. Creighton and Akron. I think we're all taking Creighton.
We're all taking Creighton on that one.
Blue Jays.
Texas against either Colorado State or Virginia. I think most of us think that Colorado State is gonna win that. Get into the end of that game. So Colorado State, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You got
Colorado
State
taking the Rams.
Jody,
go right. I mean, they were ranked 22nd in the country last week. Yeah, go Rams.
Okay, I would go Texas on that one, but I get outvoted.
Yep, that's an outvote.
It's a victory, Tuna.
Texas has some
Tennessee
blue chippers.
Tennessee and our beloved Peacocks of St. Peter's.
Well, I'd love for them to upset Tennessee, but I think Tennessee's built for this tournament.
I agree.
Yeah.
And you don't think I'm picking the Peacocks this year?
Well, I had to ask.
And Tuna looks like Dalton
Rocky
Kinect,
Top,
kind of.
I actually do have a St. Peter's shirt.
Don't you kind of look like Dalton Kinect.
Yeah.
I hope they sit on the other side of the sports book when we're watching games.
So since
St. Peter's fans over here.
Yeah, no doubt.
What the hell?
Since we are
Dougie McBucket shirt.
Not going to have a show until the first two rounds are done. Do we want to go through quickly the
don't
the
ask me,
round?
Man. I'm going to let you drive this
I
show.
I think we should. Hey, I really
hey,
do.
That's
hey.
The first time I've heard
I think
any
we
of
should.
You any of you people say a sensible thing all night since
hey,
we've been
thanks,
down here.
Tuna.
I'm just riding shotgun.
I think
right
that I think,
all right.
I think we should.
UConn Northwestern, Tuna.
UConn.
UConn for sure.
San Diego State, Auburn.
San Diego State.
I like Auburn in this one. Our discussions are going to get longer.
Auburn.
I'm going to go with Auburn.
Okay. You guys chose poorly.
We'll remember all this.
BYU and Morehead State.
Oh, baby, Mark Pope.
Yeah, I'm going to go with BYU in this
one.
I think
too.
Morehead State wore their welcome out.
Let's go. Hey, BYU has been tough all year.
And they
can
have.
Make this happen.
Yeah, they're really good at home. But
they've been ranked as recently as 2 weeks ago
maybe
as well.
Maybe they're good on the road.
All right, we got BYU. Drake, Iowa State.
I like Iowa State here. Cyclones. I think the love the Drake, but the Drake ends.
North Carolina, Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
No.
Don't go chalk
over
here.
They can't hold Badcock.
You love Argyle.
Down.
You love Argyle.
I think Carolina wins that game. I'm not a Mississippi State fan. I don't think they're that good.
Tar Heels.
Oh, my God. You guys. You guys are pathetic.
I'm taking UNC as well.
Oh.
Grand Canyon and Freddie's beloved Crimson Tide. Tuna.
Charleston.
You know, this is intriguing because is Bama going to get a little cakewalk here? Like, you know what? Roll Tide. I think I'm going to go Bama. Maybe this team could slide
in a matchup with Grand Canyon, I take Alabama.
Could slide through. They do have a few weapons. I just don't. Nate's got his. Oates
I'm
50-50,
but I'm gonna go with the podcast and go Bama.
I am bringing a jersey.
We've got Bama. We've got New Mexico and Baylor.
New Mexico. Los Lobos.
I like Baylor in that one.
Lobos.
There we go.
Wow.
I'm taking New Mexico.
Oh, Scott Drew doesn't make it through the first weekend.
Nevada, Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah. I think
yes.
That's as far as I have Arizona possibly going.
Well, this is
you mean Nevada?
This is a protest. I'm putting this under protest. But I will allow Arizona to...
I'm still fighting for Charleston, Travis.
...to go through. Houston, Nebraska.
Houston. Fred, Houston, Nebraska.
Oh, Houston. Come on.
I think That's they could given. Stumble in this
oh,
game.
Against Longwood?
But I'm going Houston.
Oh, come on.
Houston, it is.
Houston's going to win by 30. That may be my biggest bet.
James Madison and Duke.
The Dukes will beat the Duke. So give me James Madison.
I mean, dude, I'm all for it. Bring it on.
I'm just going to stir the pot.
Yeah.
To say the Blue Devils.
Oh.
What? You're going to pick those scumbags?
We're going to flip this coin. Gray means Duke. Non-gray means James.
That
Madison.
Means Travis agrees with me.
Duke makes it through.
Oh my okay. God.
I think if Wisconsin beats James Madison, Duke beats them. Too.
Texas Tech and Kentucky.
Oh, I think we know.
Here
this
we
one.
Go. Here we go.
Bring
now
it.
This is this
hey,
is
where's
where
Charlie
really
at? Go get Charlie in here.
Tuna.
Guns up. Going with the Red Raiders.
I'm going with Kentucky by far. Dillingham's going to have 36.
You don't have to ask me, Travis.
He's a Red Raider.
I hate to do it, but I'm taking Kentucky.
Yeah, you have to. We don't have Kentucky going further than this.
I'm taking Kentucky.
I'm going to slice some nuts around here.
Hey, is this bracket like physically going with us to
yeah,
Vegas?
Yeah, I think
yes.
It should.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Because we can go back and
we should get it laminated.
Look at it because we know what we wanted, some of us.
Colorado Marquette.
I could see Colorado winning this game. I'm going to go Buffs.
This is where I do my tournament bracketology, and my teeth are a little straighter than Lenardi, who only got one wrong, by the way, last night. Props to Lenardi. But I think Boise State could beat Colorado, and I definitely think Florida could beat them. So... I am putting Marquette to win that whole mess.
Marquette.
I'm picking Marquette.
Because, Tuna, if you take the other one, then you've got two.
Purdue and Utah State.
Man.
I think Purdue wins this one.
Oh, and you do not like them.
I don't.
I mean, he said that with a sigh. He did not want to say that. Fred, what do you think?
Man, as much as I think Utah's going to be shooting threes and run this game, I just think they're going to run out of gas. I really do. And I think your big boy's going to get all kinds of calls, Purdue.
Edie might have 40. They don't match up. Purdue wins the game.
Yeah, it's a bad matchup.
Gonzaga against Kansas.
Think the Zags go to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, the underachieving Zags make it, yes.
I agree.
All right, we've got the Zags.
This is an easy little area. Someone is going to come out of this next game and that game and be
Oregon and Creighton.
Man, that's going to be a fun game.
Creighton. Don't be hating. We're taking Creighton.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go Creighton.
Yes.
Hey, can I give you all
Colorado State and Tennessee.
Yep, Colorado State, Tennessee.
I'm going to stick with the Rams to put Rick Barnes out of his misery in March yet again.
I knew you had to pick at least against him or Painter here in the first two rounds. It had to be done.
Yeah.
Fred, how do you feel about that?
Hey, well, I want to. Can I give you all one stat while we're going through this that might sway us a little bit?
Yeah.
20 of the last 21 men's national champs have ranked in the top 20 in both
offensive and efficiency,
and top 25 defensive deficiency.
Efficiency.
Via Ken Palm's pre-tournament
rating. It's a double negative.
Seven teams Louisville qualify this year. They are
Marquette,
Arizona, Auburn, Creighton, Houston, Marquette, Purdue, and UConn.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, as we continue on.
I like it.
That was a good pick by Creighton.
The nerds love Creighton.
We had a good Creighton pick, and I did not recall them having very good defensive games.
Are you going to make your
pick for
this game?
Do you have a pick?
Oh, where are we at?
Colorado State and Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee for sure. Kinect dominates that game.
Golden Green CSU Rams.
You're
there you
kidding,
go.
Guys.
That's it, boys.
There's no way they're going to beat Tennessee.
It's the NCAA tournament. There's a way that everybody's going to beat everybody.
I'm flipping a coin on this one.
Oh,
again.
Crap.
It's always gone not in your favor.
No, I know it, man.
Gray is Tennessee. Non-gray is
It's a game changer here, Matt. You get this one.
I don't know. I think it's rigged.
I think it's weighted.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's been gray every time. I went 0-3 on it. It's a double-sided
rock.
Wait
a minute.
It's been gray every time.
You haven't went 0-3.
Against
the first win I've had.
No, against the Rock. I haven't won.
So here is our Sweet 16, the official blockout pod Sweet 16.
I like it.
Seems a little chalky.
We've got UConn, Auburn, BYU, Iowa State,
chalky.
North Carolina, chalky. Bama, New Mexico, Arizona.
Chalk.
Houston, Duke, UK, Marquette.
Oh, my God.
Purdue, Gonzaga, Creighton, and Tennessee. Boy, that is.
I'm embarrassed
that is
to be around
way,
you
that is,
guys.
Why is
man.
That so chalky?
That is
because you guys, the Rock loves
much.
The chalk.
That
well,
is
I
way
mean,
too much.
I don't know who you, I mean.
But we did.
Akron ain't walking through that door, boys.
I think people that are listening will understand that a lot of these games were literally decided by a coin flip.
A rigged
right,
coin
keep
flip.
Going, though.
That's it.
Yeah, we're
oh,
through.
Oh, that's
yeah.
it.
We're through the Sweet 16.
So did we? Who's our lowest seed? Who's our upset team we got?
What, BYU at 6?
BYU, New Mexico is an
New
upset
Mexico's
team.
11.
Mexico.
So
well,
that's probably,
an upset team.
That's probably it. What, there's been a 7 seed or higher in what?
I
in the Final
to,
Four
hey,
in how many straight
hey,
years?
I'm going to tell you right now, I think the Drake can beat Iowa State. Watch out for the Drake.
Well, I named tons of upsets.
We went Baylor instead of Nevada. You know.
All that right. was under protest from me, by the way.
All right.
I just don't
it's
know.
It's in the books.
Well, and so we will be back here. I assume we're going to record next week on Tuesday night, probably, so we can have it out. On Wednesday,
let's do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
If we all make it.
I think we will.
Freddie's in the clinger.
And so.
He's coming back on Thursday.
Quick reminder.
That Charlie bailed you out.
Charlie's bailed him out right now.
Please give us a follow on social media. We are very much looking forward to sharing our trip to Las Vegas with the listeners. And looking forward to seeing how our bracket does. I'm going to send it around the room. I know we have a few things that we haven't talked about yet to get to. Congrats to Freddie for off the top of his head picking. I mean, You want to talk about chalk? You want to talk about chalk?
Yeah.
Picking Scottie
Well,
Scheffler.
Let's tell the story. Travis like, all right, we're all going to make a pick. Let's pick who do you like in the Players' Championship. And I'm like, Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no. No, yeah.
Yeah.
No
Doesn't
shit,
everybody.
Sure, like, yeah.
Doesn't everybody.
I mean, are you kidding me?
And he did win the tournament. It was a fantastic tournament.
God, what a back nine.
Yeah.
I mean, it was somewhat, they're talking like it was a legendary back nine.
It was unbelievable.
I taped it. I have not finished watching it because I did some St. Patrick's Day festivities, but I'm going to watch it tonight as I'm packing. And, man, I just can't wait to check it out.
Yeah, and he's obviously on a huge roll.
Tuna loves the chef.
I got no beef with Scheffler.
It was an unbelievable tournament, like you said.
My golfer hit a guy.
I don't even think my golfer made the cut.
Did.
I have no
Max
idea.
Max Homa said, scoot back. Scoot back. And the guy kept getting closer, and then he just drilled him.
Tuna.
And then he said he hit a tree.
Tuna, I'm going to send it around the room to you first.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have pre-Vegas, pre-NCAA tournament for us and our listeners?
Wednesday morning at 6 a.m., the Major League Baseball season kicks off.
Oh, baby.
To a start with the Trolley Dodgers of Los Angeles versus the Dirty Padres of San Diego in Korea at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard
What
Time.
A great place to be in Vegas for that.
Well, I will be at work Wednesday morning.
Oh, that's
it.
Right.
So
we'll be there.
I'll get to watch it at work, but they play again Thursday morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, okay.
So 3 a.m. Vegas time. I don't know if I'll be making it for that one.
You
but
might
I'll
be
do
in
my
the
best.
Pool watching
at
that.
3 a.m. at the pool. So, but yes, the Major League Baseball season is getting going. And when we get back next week, it will be all teams going at it. So,
right.
Is that it?
That is it.
All right, Fred, I know you have a couple of derby preps you want to talk about.
Well,
and anything else leading into Vegas, we'd
okay.
love to hear.
Well, I do want to go over just one really good prep Saturday. I can't wait to be in Vegas checking out the odds and stuff on all this. But the Louisiana Derby, one of my favorite derby preps. It is one of the next 8 preps coming up. Every win is worth 100 points now, not 50. So look out. Horses are going to be first, second, third, making the Derby. And I just wanted to go through a couple horses, Catching Freedom and Honor. We're not sure yet if it's Marie or Mary, are 2 top 10 horses all year. Track Phantom is high on the board. Hall of Fame hasn't really done much yet, but has been in the top 10. Agate Road by Pletcher is up there. One of Tuna's horses that he likes, Real Men Violin, is running in that. It has done well.
Why is that funny?
I just thought.
Why are we laughing at that? I don't understand.
I wondered if you're a real guy and you have a violin at home. I just thought it was a funny name because Tuna likes
names. In this neck of the wood, it's called a fiddle.
Okay, it's a fiddle. All right, yes. Real Men Fiddle.
If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in
that's
it.
Right.
Amen, bro.
But I am a huge Catching Freedom fan. He is a mid-closer. You've got Honor Marie, a deep closer. Track Phantom will be the front runner, and Hall of Fame will be the stalker, and we will see who gets up there. Everyone needs points except Track Phantom to get in, literally, and I can't wait. I'll be putting my money on my favorite horse. Both of them are running in this, Track Phantom and Catching Freedom, so I will be putting money on those two. Jeff Ruby Stakes also is going off on Tepeta.
What a play on
which,
words. Jeff Ruby Stakes.
The Jeff Ruby, it is spelled Stakes. That's how it goes, the Jeff Ruby Stakes. It is at Turfway, Tuna's favorite track. They run on Tepeta, which is a synthetic type thing. Agate Road might be in that race. We're not sure. He's switching off. We're not sure.
Two races in one day?
Well, he's going to tell you about
Deion Sanders of horses.
He'll let you know on Thursday.
That's a hell of a horse.
Charlie's picking him up on Thursday and cruising him back to Turfway.
Charlie's going to be in Vegas and taking horses to different tracks.
I'm going Woodcourt, West Saratoga. I'm going with, if Agate Road is in that, I'm definitely going with him. If not, Otello. Is who I'll be going with, but it looks sunny. The weather looks great for both of these, and I can't wait to check the future odds and everything in Vegas. And if you're looking for me in Vegas, I've got many, many changes to make. Shirts, hats, jerseys. That's how you're going to find Freddie.
There's a chance we might have to charter our own flight just to fit all his bags.
I'm hoping I don't lose my voice. That's the main thing. I'm going to take some chloroseptic.
Jody.
I think Freddie's check bag fee is going to be $250 each way, but good luck on that.
Yeah, you know about the 50-pound weight limit, right? You can only bring one
Charlie
pair.
Charlie only weighs 55.
You can only bring like one pair of python boots.
And quite frankly, he might be running on Catching Freedom. He might be riding him.
All right, Jody, please.
I don't have a whole lot about sports other than I'm looking forward to the trip, the four of us having fun, a little sightseeing, gambling, drinking, good food. Looking forward to that one unknown night we're going to happen. We're going to happen upon a place and get in there, and it's going to turn out to be.
One unknown night?
Well, it's that place you walk by, you walk in, you're like, man, it's turned out to be a great night. You want one beer, you know, spend like 4 hours.
I think there's going
to
be plenty of unknown nights.
Yeah. We're not going for 2 days, folks.
Yeah.
We're going to be there for a while.
All right. With all that being said, cannot wait to get out to Vegas. It's going to be a
bad weekend to be a wild turkey out there.
It's going to be an absolute hoot. We're going to have a – oh, I did want to mention quickly –
turkey hunting in Vegas.
Quickly. Colin did have a couple of picks he wanted to make.
Yeah, because he didn't win on the conference
tournament
games, but Pitt made a good run. I will give him that.
He has Colgate going over Butler, James Madison over Wisconsin, and Samford over Kansas.
Did he say?
Wait a minute,
did you
Butler?
Say
no, wait a minute. He
Colgate
has,
over Butler?
Colgate's no, playing somebody
over
else.
Baylor.
Over Baylor.
Oh, I like
really?
Where your head's at, Colin.
So yeah. Wait a minute. I want to know this again. He has Colgate beat upsetting Baylor.
James Madison over Wisconsin.
James, which we
which
have.
Which we have. And Samford over Kansas.
Really? He's yes. just, I mean, does Hunter Dickinson's injury that big a deal?
Well,
apparently it may
Kansas
be.
Kansas is broken. Anyway,
I don't
if
see
they,
that's a trendy upset. I think
I'm
everybody's calling
that
Samson over.
I'm going
that.
The opposite.
Yeah, I'm going against it too.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. Please follow us on social media. I promise there will be some pretty fun stuff that we share while we're gone.
We got to put some pictures up.
We
there.
Are definitely going to be putting pictures up. I'm going to try to, if I can, live tweet some of our bets while we're watching the game. So that should be a lot of fun. Again, thank everybody for watching. Hope everybody has a tremendous NCAA tournament. The first couple of rounds, we will be back here on Tuesday post Vegas, with a recap of the trip and looking forward to the Sweet 16 for Mr. Electricity, Whiteboard Jody, the big fella, the Toonie Country, the Toonie.
The Toonie.
Did I just call you the Toonie? It's
better than Whiteboard Matt.
For the big fella, the Tuna Country Matt Kemp, and the fabulous one, Freddie Benders. This is Travis Carter saying, so long, everybody.